right away, Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. At a Japanese restaurant, Mike and Gloria dine with a couple.
We're gonna get crazy. We're gonna get crazy. Hey, I want to propose a toast to Bob and Lorraine.
Oh, yeah. Happy 7th anniversary.
7 years.
When the couple kisses passionately, Gloria grins at Mike, who looks on without smiling.
To the next 7 years. Maybe by then you'll get married.
Married? Why should we get married? We love each other.
Mike and Gloria eat their dinner as Bob and Lorraine make out at the table.
This is delicious.
Yeah, mine's terrific, too.
This is delicious.
Hello there. Hello there. What are we eating?
That's called Ika.
And that's taco.
That's cute. Eat the taco.
It's very good.
Yeah, that's raw squid and that's pickled octopus.
Gloria and Mike stop chewing.
Anything wrong?
Gloria pulls the food from her mouth and scrapes her tongue with her chopsticks.
That I'm on a squid-free diet.
And you won't believe this, but I had pickled octopus for lunch.
Where?
At McDonald's. They have a new octopus McMuffin there.
Mike and Gloria swish with sake. Mike swallows in disgust, but Gloria spits hers out to Mike's embarrassment.
You guys have been together such a long time, it's just like being married. So why don't you get married?
Why do you need marriage when you have a good relationship as it is?
Oh, yeah. See, we think alike. Well, marriage doesn't change that, so do we.
We have the same interests.
So do we.
Sometimes we stay up all night and talk.
So do we.
Sometimes we stay up all night and don't talk.
So did we.
Do you realize that practically every couple we know who got married when you two did is either separated, divorced, or miserable?
Well, we're not separated or divorced.
Gloria pokes him with her chopsticks.
Or miserable.
That's why we wanted you to celebrate with us tonight, huh? 7 years?
Yes. Yeah. Our turn to toast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
To the only married couple we know who is still together and happy.
Oh, that's nice. To us, honey.
I mean, you may not have the same kind of passion, but... Well, you have other things.
Oh, look at them. Look at them. They are so...
Together.
Oh, yeah. You are so together, you're even beginning to look alike.
Here's to you.
With scrunched noses and knit brows, Gloria and Mike consider one another. Later, Edith helps Gloria pack a luggage set.
I'm so glad you and Mike can have a weekend alone in the mountains. You're gonna love the Poconos. They're in Pennsylvania, you know.
Yeah.
When I was a little girl, every Easter, I used to visit my Aunt Emma in Stroudsburg. I'll never forget my little cousin Richard. He used to drink buttermilk and tie me to trees.
Why did he tie you to trees?
I don't even know why he drank buttermilk. But I know the Poconos.
Oh, well, yeah, Michael and I figured it'd be a nice place to spend a weekend. We're going to catch up on our reading and take nice long hikes in the woods and get some of that fresh mountain air.
Oh, my, ain't this pretty?
She holds up a lace camisole.
Oh, where did you get it?
In the mail. I'll pack it.
Oh, no, I'll pack it.
No, Ma, I'm a big girl now. I can pack it.
No, I'll pack it. I ain't embarrassed.
Well, neither am I.
Oh.
What's taking you so long? We got to get going.
All right, keep your pants on.
Tell them that when you're in your love nest down in a pokey nose.
In the living room.
You dirty guy.
Well, I may be a little dirty, but I'm on target. Well, there's an old saying, if everything is good in a hen house, you don't have to go out to the store for eggs.
Where'd you pick up that choice bit of wisdom?
Well, you can find wise little wisdoms like that. You get your nose out of that educational TV. Tune in on Hee Haw now and then.
Upstairs in the bedroom.
Ma? Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How are things between you and Daddy?
Oh, there ain't nothing between me and him.
No, I mean, are things the same now as they were when you got married?
Well, the dollar don't buy as much as it used to.
No, Ma, I mean the things we don't talk about.
What things we don't talk about?
Are things the same between you and Daddy is when you first got married?
She suggestively wags a slipper.
Now I know what things we're talking about that we don't talk about.
Well, are things the same?
Well, Gloria, you can't be newlyweds forever.
Oh. But Michael and I promised each other the honeymoon would never end.
Oh, Gloria, it's gotta end. Otherwise, you never get your housework done.
Downstairs, Archie looks up from the National Enquirer.
You know, they say that Russian spy satellite that crashed up in Canada give cancer to a cow in Carbondale, Illinois. What do you think of that, meathead?
Not a heck of a lot, Arch.
Well, you better start thinking of some of these things here. You read this here paper. This paper will make you think twice. And by the by, you and Gloria are going over this weekend down at Pocono's there. If you think that it's going to put everything right, this is wrong.
Hey, there is nothing wrong between Gloria and me. There isn't, Arch. It's like the thermostat on the wall. If I turn it down a few degrees, we're not going to freeze. We just wouldn't be as hot as we were.
Oh, jeez. I warned you about this years ago. I knew you was going to blow out your thermostat.
Look, Arch, Gloria and I just need some time alone together, away from everything.
Well, yeah, but I tell you, the poke your nose is the wrong place. You should have did what I'd done. We'd eat it in a similar situation, you know? I took it down to Florida, to Disney World. Oh, hey, that's a great place. And when you're done with all the love stuff, just step outside, you have your real fun on the rides.
Gloria and Edith come downstairs.
You got our number up there in case of an emergency.
Yeah.
And I left you the doctor's number.
Yeah.
And no candy for Joey.
Yeah, I mean, no.
And he's got to be in bed by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, bye, Grandpa.
Yeah, bye, little girl. Mm. You have a nice time, darling.
Bye,
Mom.
Edith kisses Archie.
What are you doing? I ain't going nowhere.
Sorry, everybody. Now, Mom, Joey should be up in about an hour. Now, don't let him play with any wires.
Right,
and don't let
him
get any.
Don't worry. We'll take good care of him.
Mike and Gloria leave.
Ain't it nice they can have a weekend in the mountains? Oh, the scenery is so beautiful.
They ain't gonna see it.
Oh.
Edith tickles Archie and nudges him back inside. Gloria unpacks the camisole.
Feast your eyes on this.
Hello.
You like it?
Wow.
Should I wear it?
Well, yeah, of course you should wear it.
She dutifully unbuttons her plaid shirt.
Not now?
Not now?
Well, I think it, it's a little bit casual for the dining room.
Oh, you mean we're gonna eat first?
Well, yeah, I thought we'd eat first. Did you see the menu? Prime ribs, strawberry shortcake?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We should change for the dining room.
Yeah, we'll change right for the dining room, that's all.
Mike chooses gray slacks, and Gloria shakes out a dress. As she fusses with the luggage, her lower lip starts to tremble.
A romance has gone out of our marriage.
Why, because we're going to have dinner?
No, because we came here to rekindle our romance. I have absolutely no complaints about the dinners in our marriage.
What are we going to do after dinner?
Well, after dinner we'll do stuff.
What stuff? Watch basketball on TV?
Of course not. We're here to rekindle. We're not going to watch a dumb old basketball game.
Good.
Especially the way the Knicks are playing lately.
It's my fault. It's all my fault.
It's not your fault. They're in a very tough division.
No, Michael, you know I'm talking about us. Now, we came here to sort of make up for everything this weekend, right?
Right.
Gloria glares at him.
Now?
She considers, then nods.
All right. All right. Okay. Hey. Let's rekindle.
What should we do?
You want to kiss first?
Okay.
Mike leans down to kiss Gloria's lips.
Yeah, we did that.
Why don't we sit down? Because I'm not comfortable with my neck, you know?
Yeah, all right. We'll just sit over here. Chair will be a little bit more comfortable there. Yeah.
She sits on his lap in an armchair.
Right, could you get...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're pressing, you know, just move your... Get your thing... Why isn't this? There's something wrong.
Nothing. I just have this feeling that I'm too heavy for your lap.
No. It's not you. It's me. I've always had very poor circulation in my thighs. Just see if you can get your feet up. Get them up around. There. That's it.
She perches on the armrests and hovers above him.
Now hold that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
They awkwardly kiss.
No. You know what's wrong? It's the chair. A chair is a place for kindling. It's not a place for rekindling. For rekindling, you got to go to a bed. Let's go to the bed. Come on.
Would you like to carry me over there?
Why, you tired?
No, I just thought it might be romantic.
Oh, yeah, sure, romantic. It's better. There we go.
Mike struggles.
Honey, you think you can walk the rest of the way? My back's hurting.
Sure, sweetheart.
They walk to the bed and lie down far apart.
It's bigger than the bed at home.
They shuffle closer and lie side by side.
You comfortable?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't this better?
Much.
Gloria twiddles her sock feet and Mike twiddles his shoes. Gloria checks her watch. Rolling onto their sides, they start to kiss.
You know what's wrong? We're approaching this thing in a very familiar manner. I think if we do something different, if we do something exciting.
You don't want to tie me to a tree, do you?
What?
Never mind.
Yeah, no, I just thought that we're on our same side of the bed that we're always on. What if we switch sides?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Let's switch sides. It'll be more exciting. Hey, I feel more excited already on this side of the bed. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Hey, isn't that better?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that long?
Mm-hmm. You know what's wrong?
Yeah, it's my shoes. I can't do this with my shoes on. It's too sleazy.
No, no. You know what's wrong?
She gets up.
It is not the poor circulation in your thighs, and it is not the chair, and it is not what side of the bed we're on. It is that the romance has gone out of our marriage.
Gloria, don't say that!
It's true! What's happened to us? We used to be such animals.
We're still animals! We are still animals! We're just a little housebroken, that's all.
I read somewhere that it's a biological fact that a man reaches his prime at the age of 17. But you were in Chicago when you were 17. It looks like I missed your entire prime. I want us to be like Bob and Lorraine.
Hey, forget Bob and Lorraine. You think they're happy? They're not happy. The only reason that they're always kissing in public is because they're trying to cover up the fact that they're so unhappy. They're trying to prove to the world that it's better to live together than to be married.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe if we weren't married, we wouldn't be so bored with each other. We wouldn't have so much trouble showing affection to each other.
Hey, we don't have any trouble showing affection. We can show affection. You want me to show affection? I'll show you. Get over here.
Oh, Michael, you can't just order up affection. It has to come naturally. It has to be spontaneous. None of this is spontaneous. I guess we're just going to have to face reality.
What are you saying?
That we just don't seem to feel the same way about each other anymore.
What are you saying?
Maybe we shouldn't be married to each other anymore.
What are you saying?
That maybe we should get a
divorce?
Yeah, that's it.
Sweaty and stunned, Mike looks to the floor.
Excuse me?
He calmly steps into the bathroom. Gloria rattles the locked door.
Michael, you're overreacting. Michael, you're being over emotional now. If you come out, we can discuss this intelligently.
But you want to get a divorce.
I'm sorry, honey. I didn't get that. What did you say?
You want to get a divorce?
Michael, honey, you're so upset. Please, we can work this out. Michael, say something to me. Michael, please.
She drops to her knees.
Michael, I don't like this when you don't talk, Michael. Michael, you're making me very, very nervous. You know what, Michael? You're forcing me to break down the door. You know? And I don't want my size to fool you, Michael, because I might be small, but I can do it. Honey?
She presses her ear to the door.
Michael, I'm going to break it down on the count of three, and you're going to be real sorry because the management is going to make you pay for damages. Michael? Okay, then.
She gets up and backs away from the door. Thinking, she moves further. Then moves all the way across the room.
Okay, Michael. One, two.
She charges, but plows Mike down when he opens the door.
Where was three? I didn't hear three. You never said three.
Oh, sorry,
God.
It's just that I never did that before, and I thought you're supposed to run on two and hit on three.
No, no. You always say three. You always must complete the final three, the full.
Is your stomach okay?
Yeah. How's your shoulder?
Well, I can go like this, but I used to be able to go like this.
She shows her limited range of motion. They cuddle on the bathroom floor. Mike's smile disappears.
We don't have to get divorced, do we?
Oh, no.
Because, Gloria, I'm thinking we have a lot of things together. Don't we?
Oh, yeah. What?
Well, respect. We respect each other.
Yeah, we have that. What else?
We're very comfortable with each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. And we have Joey.
We have a deep-seated friendship.
Yeah.
They lean in and kiss hungrily. They lie down next to the toilet.
Gloria?
Yeah?
Gloria?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're being spontaneous.
No, honey, don't say it or it isn't.
Yeah, keep going.
Wait a minute, in the bathroom?
Yes, keep going.
What if the maid comes in?
I don't want her, I want you.
Mike closes the bathroom door. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Story editors Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Judy Kahan, Lorraine. Terry Kaiser, Bob. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.